Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 73 degrees.
A little bit warmer than what our high was expected today, but can't complain, especially with all the sunshine today.
I guess not, but this morning some people were wondering what happened to summer, especially in far northern Wisconsin. The mercury, would you believe, got to within 1 degree of freezing overnight in Land O'Lakes along the state's border with Upper Michigan in Vilas County. 33 degrees there at 5 o'clock. At 7, it was just 37 degrees. Continues our relatively cool summer, where only a few places have seen 90 degrees in the aftermath of some long hot spells in each of the last 2 years.
I believe some places as well saw some patchy frost due to those temperatures.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, Wisconsin has nowhere near the dry conditions it's had in each of the last two summers, but things are starting to get dry in some places. The U.S. Drought Monitor said today that just over 11% of the state's land area is abnormally dry, the least severe of the drought categories. The state's largest dry spot goes roughly from Green Bay to the Upper Michigan border.
The canvas of the vote in the 6th Congressional District primary race may generate more than the usual amount of interest after computer problems plagued the Sheboygan County Clerk's office on election night. Clerk John Dolson said the problems forced workers to manually type each ward's vote totals into a spreadsheet, which was then posted on the county's website. That took until 1:15 yesterday morning. In the meantime, the AP had declared Senator Glenn Grothman the winner over Senator Joe Lipom, but when the margin thinned to just 215 votes, that declaration was pulled. Lipom still hasn't indicated whether he'll request a recount, saying he will wait until the results are final. Dolson says the canvass will be done next Tuesday.
And that means Friday at the latest next week, when a recount could be ordered by Lipom. Meanwhile, uncertainty over the outcome of this primary could impact the GOP candidate's ability to campaign, a recount being very likely. UW Oshkosh political science professor Jim Simons says it will not be easy for Senator Joe Lipom and Glenn Grothman to raise money until the process is completed.
One of the problems that they have is, although this is a Republican district, all the candidates spent a great deal of money in the initial contest. So I think they may be at least tapped out for the moment.
No matter what, the winner of this GOP primary will face Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris in November.
And speaking of Mark Harris, the likely recount hasn't stopped him from issuing a challenge to both of the potential opponents. Harris held a press conference yesterday in Oshkosh, issuing a challenge to both Glenn Grothman and Joe Lipom to hold a debate in each of the counties, 9 counties in the district. He says his campaign's already accepted 2 debate invitations. Harris has been Winnebago County executive since 2005.
In other news, Manitowoc police stopped a vehicle for driving without its headlights late last night and discovered the vehicle with several passengers, including a Sheboygan boy, and it was being driven by an intoxicated 13-year-old Manitowoc girl. Damon Ryan has more.
Captain Larry Zimney said Officer Jason Erickson placed the girl under arrest for OWI during the traffic stop. She was eventually released to her mother, but faces charges of operating while impaired with passengers less than 16 years old in the vehicle. Police say 5 other juveniles, 14 or under, were riding in the vehicle when it was pulled over around 11:45 last night. One of them had an active temporary physical custody order from Sheboygan County, and he was taken to the Sheboygan Juvenile Detention Center. The 13-year-old driver had taken her mother's vehicle without permission. In Manitowoc, for WHBL News, I'm Damon Ryan.
An Elkhart Lake man suffered non-life-threatening injuries early this morning when he rolled his car in the town of Rhine. Sheriff's Department said 24-year-old Adam Krause was flown from the scene to Theda Clark Hospital in Neenah shortly after midnight. Lieutenant Jason Learman said Krause was eastbound on County Double F, just east of Elkhart Lake, when he lost control on a curve. His car went into the ditch, rolled at least twice, ejecting Krause, who was alone in the car at the time. He is being cited for drunk driving.
Well, more clashes, more arrests in Ferguson, Missouri last night. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso reports.
Another night of violence in Ferguson as police in riot gear and protesters exchanged rocks and tear gas over the death of unarmed teenager Michael Brown, who was shot by police. Allegedly in self-defense. Most people condemn the violence, but others say officials have done very little to reach across the racial divide.
This is not an isolated incident. This is a build-up to what's been going on in this community for a very long time.
And Michael Brown's family is also distancing themselves from the ongoing violence. They're asking the community for peace. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Plymouth Senior Center won't be able to serve alcohol. City Council last night failed to override the mayoral veto of an earlier council action which had granted a liquor license for the Senior Center. Mayor Don Pullman said the vote last night was 4-4, 2 votes short of the 6-2 needed to override. Plymouth Intergenerational Coalition wanted to serve alcohol at weddings and reunions to bring in revenue. The facility is open to people of all ages, not just seniors, but in addition to the adult community center, it has a daycare facility and kindergarten classrooms.
Finally, a 12-year-old girl from Minneapolis is getting rabies shots after she was attacked by an otter in northwest Wisconsin. Media reports that 12-year-old Rory Kluwer was swimming with friends in Bone Lake near Luck when she climbed onto a dock and the otter bit her in the rear. The otter also struck Rory's head and scratched her feet and then chased her onto dry land where a friend's mother and a dog distracted the otter. A family friend yelled at the otter until it retreated. The family said the rabies shots were meant to be a precaution.
That's scary.
It is.
For the girl especially. How about the forecast, Rusty?
Well, nothing scary here. Sunny skies, highs in the 70s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 50s, and tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warming up to the upper 70s.
And in the event you missed any of our stories this noon, the entire newscast posted on our website, whbl.com, under podcasts. WHBL News Time, 12:06.